Santee Rental Spotlight, Carlton Hills and Sky Ranch. Neighborhood read first. Carlton Hills in Santee is a mid-safe, well-established suburban enclave. Single-family homes and townhomes built mostly between the 1960s and 1990s, close to parks, shopping, and outdoor recreation. It's stable and neighborhood-oriented rather than trendy. The available safety data doesn't include a precise crime index for Carlton Hills specifically, so we'll call it what the research does: more stable than high-crime, conventional East County suburban. Residents value the quiet feel and park access. The typical gripes are older housing stock and car-dependent layout. Families and owner-occupants are the dominant demographic, with a working and middle-income rental base mixed in. On rent, Zillow's typical rent for Santee is $2,790 per month, up 2.2% year-over-year. That's one of the stronger rent growth numbers in East County. Realtor.com doesn't publish rent data for Santee. Smaller city, thin coverage. Zillow is your anchor. Now the listings. Here's the honest reality for Santee right now. The live RentCast inventory we have is all apartments. No houses or ADUs are in the current feed. That matters if a garage is the goal, so keep searching and check back. What is live? 4 units at 104445 Mast Boulevard. Apartments running $2,509 to $2,549 per month. 2-bed, 2-bath, about 900 square feet each. They come in well under Zillow's $2,790 typical rent, so the value is real, but the square footage is tight and garage space is unlikely. Confirm in-unit laundry before committing. Apartment complex fallbacks. Lakeview Park Apartments at 9135 Mast Boulevard. 3.8 stars from 6 reviews, limited data. Sunset Trails Apartments, 8655 Graves Avenue, 3.3 stars across 70 reviews. Read those reviews carefully before touring. Both are on screen. If a house or ADU with a garage is the priority, Santee's current inventory may send you back toward El Cajon. Tap to see current availability and photos.